The National Theatre in Prague, one of the country's most important cultural landmarks, celebrates an important anniversary on Wednesday. 150 years to the day, on May 16, 1868, the foundation stone of the building, which became a symbol of the Czech National Revival, was laid. Ruth Frankova reports.
The construction of the Czech National Theatre took 13 years and was partly covered by funds raised from a massive public collection. The building was completed in 1881, but only 2 months after its opening it was destroyed by fire. A new collection was held around the country to rebuild the National Theatre. The magnificent neo-Renaissance building with a distinct gilded roof was reopened 2 years later, in November 1883. The foundation stones of the National Theatre can be found in the basement of the building, 6 meters below the level of the Vltava River. The stones were provided by towns and cities from all around the country, and some still bear engravings of the place of origin. The three main stones are marked with numbers. Stones number 1 and 2 come from the hills of Radhošť in Moravia and Říp in central Bohemia. National Theatre's archivist Maria Hradecká describes the origin of the main foundation stone bearing the number 3.
Architekt Josef Zítek vymyslel, že do kamene se vybuduje taková...
The National Theatre's architect Josef Zítek wanted to create a storing space in the foundation stone, and the stones from Říp and Radhošť were not suitable for that. In the end, a huge granite block was provided by a quarry at the Lornovice near Mukarov. According to the design, there are two metal boxes embedded in the stone. One contains the theatre's foundation document with all the signatures, and the other contains coins, stones from the prison where Jan Hus was jailed, and other artifacts.
The laying of the foundation stone in 1868 became one of the biggest events of the Czech National Revival. The event lasted for 3 days and was attended by around 150,000 people. Important figures from the Czech cultural and political sphere tapped the stone with a gilded hammer. One of them was composer Bedřich Smetana, whose opera Dalibor, composed especially for the occasion, was premiered on the day. National Theatre's Maria Dvořáková once again.
Among other people present at the event was František Kolár, a prominent actor and artistic director of the Provisional Theatre in Prague, historian František Balacký and journalist Karel Sladkovský, who were both members of the committee for the foundation of the National Theatre. Altogether, 42 people ceremonially tapped the foundation stone.
Pro založení Národního divadla a další vystřídalo se jich asi 42.
The National Theatre reopened on the 18th of November 1883 with the performance of Bedřich Smetana's opera Libuše, which was performed under the famous slogan Národ sobě, a nation unto itself. The National Theatre started with around 250 employees and today employs more than 1,300 people. To this day, more than 4,200 different performances have taken place there.